Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Chulin, and we're up to Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav. So it says the Mishnah, Damanitas, if blood splattered all over the place, Vishal HaSakin, or if you have blood that was left on the Shechita knife, Chayiv L'Chasos, you got to cover that blood also. You scrape the blood off of the knife and you cover it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai Bizman She'ein Sham Dam Elohu. That's only if that was the only dam available to do the kisa. Avim Yoshim Dam Shelohu. But if there's other dam that is in a bucket on the floor, so Patim Lechasos, then you don't have to do the kisa dam with the blood that's on the knife or on the wall. You could do it with the other blood. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Bamei Mechasen Bamei Mechasen. What can you cover the blood with? What can you not? Mechasen Bezevel Adak Uvachal Adak. You can cover it with manure that is finely ground up, or sand that is finely ground, b'sidu b'charsis, with lime or with pottery, b'levenu b'maguf ha-shekshashan, or with other types of earthenware that has been crushed up, aval ein mechasen lo b'zev l'gas v'lo b'chol l'gas, but you're not allowed to cover it with manure or sand that is not finely cut, v'lo b'levenu maguf ha-shelo k'tashan, nor with cheres that is not ground up, v'lo yichba lo v'sakli, nor can you just cover it with a kli. Klal lomer mshuming omliyor. Mshuming omliyor gives a klal. Davar shemagadol tzmachem mechasen bo. V'shein magadol tzmachem ein mechasen bo. If this would be proper soil to grow something in, then you can do kisei adam with it. If you could not grow something in this as soil, then you cannot be mechasa with it. So to review what we learned today, Mishavav, we said that if you have blood that splatters on the wall or on your or is left on your knife, you have to cover it. But Rabbi Yehuda qualifies that that's only if there's no other dam to be mechasa with. If there is other to be mechasa, then you don't have to scrape off the blood from the walls and the knife. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that you can only be mechasa with types of soil that can grow something in it. But if it's not, could not be used as soil to grow something, then you cannot use it for kisei adam. Okay, Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the seventh parak of Maseches Chulin.